With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
With corn and soybean prices and favorable early growing conditions so far in 2021, it's good news for growers here in the South. In addition, farmer interest in fungicides is strong, and the better corn and soybeans look, the more likely farmers will be interested in fungicides to protect plant health and support yield potential. Aaron Burke, Central U.S. Crop Sales Director, offers his thoughts on the bump in fungicide demand and the opportunities fungicides offer corn and soybean farmers this year.
The general outlook for corn and soybean fungicide use is higher demand than an average year. We had a relatively early spring, which helped growers get to the fields early. Sooner they get their crops in, generally the higher the yield potential, especially in corn.
When selecting a fungicide for their crops, Burke says growers should consider history of past challenges on the farm, yield potential, and any historical management practices that have worked.
When growers in corn look at V3 to V5 applications, generally that's more based around historical issues they might have had with anthracnose, northern corn leaf blight, or some of the other diseases that are just traditional issues in corn. And the V3 to V5 application addresses those issues. Then when you get into the VT or the tassel applications, those happen much later in the season. And really, that's about another layer of protection for disease.
This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.